the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2047, recorded on Thursday, the 7th of February 2019, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Bridget Cook, and I am joined by James McGarry.
Thank you, Bridget. Today we'd like to welcome some new listeners. Mr. Max Selman from Horning, Mrs. Marie Prendergast, Mrs. Margaret Hill, Mrs. Shirley Brown, and Mr. John Took, all from Norwich. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox News. Along with this week's news, we have two features. One on a milestone for our Queen, and the other about the end of an era for the RAF. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. Now, before we start the news, we would just like to remind you that we sent out a short listener survey form a couple of weeks ago. We have had some responses, but have found a lot of forms still in the returned wallets. So, please, if you have not done so, could you have a good feel around in your wallet, complete the form, and return it to us? We do value your views on how you may listen to Chatterbox in the future. Now we can get underway with the news. Our first batch of stories include how shop owners are celebrating a boost in sales and controversial plans for 300 homes in a treasured woodland are given the go-ahead. But first, a shoddy builder faces a jail term.
John Miller of 3 Mile Lane, Cossey, specialises in house extensions, but customers had complained about 9 of his projects costing £250,000 in total. The 46-year-old has been on trial at Norwich Crown Court, accused of fraudulent trading and money laundering, which he denied. They found Miller guilty of 2 counts of fraudulent trading and another count of entering into or becoming involved in money laundering. He was found not guilty of 1 count of participating in a fraudulent business. Following the jury's verdicts, Judge Stephen Holt said, "It seems to me a custodial sentence seems inevitable."
Every response officer in Norfolk will have the option to arm themselves with taser by 2021, the chief constable has said. But he stopped short of meeting calls from the Police Federation to allow all frontline officers the option of equipping the stun gun due to the significant cost. Simon Bailey told an accountability forum, more than 60 officers are in the process of training to use taser. A plan is being developed by specialist operations that every response officer who wants to be taser trained is given an opportunity to do so over the next 2 years, he added.
The former Argos store in Norwich's Castle Mall has a new tenant, Pure Gym. The 16,000 square feet site will be taken over by Britain's biggest gym chain in the summer. The announcement is the latest push by the centre to attract firms that offer leisure opportunities. Bowling Alley Super Bowl is also set to open in the Mall in the coming months. Castle Mall boss Robert Bradley said, "Pure Gym is a great fit for our new leisure quarter. Today's changing consumer is spending more on leisure experiences than ever before, as much as 43% of discretionary expenditure. And so by creating a strong leisure offer, we aim to be the city's leading destination for entertainment, leisure, dining and shopping."
Shop owners in Norwich Lanes are celebrating a record-breaking start to the year, bucking the trend for doom and gloom on the high street. One owner reported tripling his sales this month and another had the best Christmas season for 27 years. Other stories of joy at the Tills range from one store doubling its turnover in 6 months and another where sales rose by a whopping 25%. Jonty Young, spokesman for the Norwich Lane Association, said, "I like to think we have created a village in a city where you can find great customer service. People don't just stand behind counters like they do at the national stores, but are willing to help." Mr. Young is the lane's gatekeeper in terms of negotiating with landlords, buying properties, and ensuring that chain stores are kept out. We have a waiting list of about 30 shops wanting to come into the lanes, and many of the buildings have retail below with residential above. Some have Airbnbs, others have businesses in the eaves, web designers, artists, all looking to take up redundant rooms, so the lanes has its own microeconomy.
Police have seized a large amount of suspected Class A drugs after raiding a Norwich flat for the fourth time in 4 months. Officers executed yet another warrant at the flat in Watson Grove, just over a month since the last raid in December. A Norfolk police spokesman said cash and a large quantity of suspected Class A drugs were seized. Three people, including an 18-year-old man from Bedford, were also arrested in connection with drug supply offences.
A London-based developer has won an appeal to build 300 homes within a treasured woodland in Thorpe St Andrew. Controversial plans for the development at Racecourse Plantation were initially refused by Broadland District Council in June 2017. The scheme had attracted widespread opposition from campaigners, local councillors, and the county's Wildlife Trust over the loss of woodland. But almost a year after developer Socially Conscious Capital, SCC, appealed the refusal, a planning inspector has allowed for the scheme to go ahead. The inspector, Francis Marney, concluded that development would not result in an adverse impact on the well-being of biodiversity in the area. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust, NWT, said that it was disappointed with the decision, adding it could set a dangerous precedent for other developments in the future. Meanwhile, Jason Beckett, treasurer of the campaign group, the Friends of Thorpe Woodland, said that it was not a good day for local democracy. Racecourse Plantation forms part of the Thorpe Woodlands off Plumstead Road East and is made up of thousands of native and non-native trees. While the land is designated as a county wildlife site, it is currently commercially managed for forestry. SCC has sought permission to build the 300 homes on behalf of landowners, the Thorpe and Felthorpe Trust. As part of the plans, the nearby Belmore Plantation would be managed for public recreation, while Brown's Plantation would be managed for nature conservation.
Two streets in central Norwich could be the next to undergo an extensive overhaul under new council proposals. Norwich City and Norfolk County Councils are seeking feedback on proposed changes to transport routes and public spaces around Tombland and Upper King Street. The project aims to improve walking and cycling links and access to public transport and make the area more accessible for disabled people. It follows the start of a £2.75 million highways project in the area last year, which is expected to take at least 9 months. People can complete a consultation about the proposals, which is available online at www.norfolk.gov.uk/tombland. Work to completely pedestrianise Upper King Street between Rose Lane and Agricultural Hall Plain, which began in late October, caused weeks of disruption, and the second phase of the works around Rose Lane and Cattle Market Street started in January. Main features of the scheme include landscaping and wider pavements, new crossing facilities, and a new cycle track to join the cycle lane on Cattle Market Street, which was put in place as part of improvements around Westgate in 2017.